We're in Simin Shin Samach Beis. We're up to Siv Gimel. We'll be doing Gimel and Dalet. Siv Gimel Mechitza Homedes Me'eleho. Dahainu Shelo Nases L'Shem Mechitza. A Mechitza that's just standing there. You never set it up for the sake of a Mechitza. The Halacha is Ksheira. It is still kosher. There's no Halacha that a Mechitza has to be man-made. Or that it has to be made for the sake of a Mechitza. Also, you do not even have to be aware of it before Shabbos. There are certain Halachas in the Halachas of Mechitzas. In the halachas of Matirin, where you have to be somach on it before Shabbos, that is not the case when you're dealing with a real mechitza, something that's really standing there and not something that is only a mechitza in halacha, such as a lechi v'kora. The halacha is that you don't even have to know about it beforehand. Mechitza shenases b'Shabbos, a mechitza that was made on Shabbos itself, the halacha is ksheira. The halacha is it is still kosher. But here we have an outside problem. V'hani mili shenases b'Shabbos b'shogeg. That's only if it was done on Shabbos b'shogeg. Avol b'mezid, if the person knew that he was doing it, heva mechitza la'achmir l'chayiv hazorik m'shusarab l'tocha. Avol lo la'atir l'taltol b'socha. Although this is a physical mechitza, and therefore you've created a rishus hayochid, and if someone throws into it from a m'shusarab m'shayiv, but to be matir tiltul in there on the basis of the mechitza that was done on Shabbos b'mezid, you're not allowed to. Now that means it's clear that if you make a that it's usher to make a mechitza on Shabbos. What's the isser? We're not talking about building a mechitza necessarily that involves binyan. I mean, if we do, then he was over a real isser. He was over an isser of binyan, where we happen to paskin that a mechitza hamateris. If you're putting together something that in halach is considered a full fledged wall. Then of course he was over an Isser, and it was an Isser, and the halach is if someone does an Isser b'mezid, it's also for everybody to make use of that until Shabbos is over. So Chazal gave a knas that you're not allowed to be metaltal in it. There we'll see that there are other cases that he's not going to be over any big Isurim. Nevertheless, Chazal did give a knas. Now furthermore, what happens if you tell a friend to go make the mechitza for you in order for you to carry, it's also for you to carry anyway. So this is a knas derabanan, that although it's a rishus hayochid, and if someone throws into it from rishus harab mizchayiv, we would not be matir tiltul in it on the basis of this mechitza that was done b'mezen on Shabbos. V'hani mili shel hoysa sham mechitza tchila. That's only if there was no mechitza there before. Aval hoysa sham v'hesira v'naseis afilu b'mezid. What happens if there was a mechitza, and then someone took it down, and then someone went and put it up again, b'mezid, there Chazal didn't give a knas. They only gave a knas on making the mechitza in the first place. Not only that, even if the mechitza fell down before Shabbos, there was a mechitza there, it fell down before Shabbos, and someone did it b'mezid on Shabbos, we would not aser there, we would not aser being metaltal in it. Kagon, Beis o Gimel sheikifu b'machzolos svivo sehem b'rishus harabim. Two or three people went ahead and put up walls by using mats that people often used to sleep on in those days. So what did they do? So they created a rishus hayochid. V'ivdilu gam b'neihem b'machzolos. They also separated between each other through a machzolos. So they created three separate rishuyas. The irvu yachad, and then they made an eruv. The halach is mutarim letaltol zemizeh. They're allowed to carry from one to the other. Niglalu amachzolos nesru. Whereas if the walls that separate the reshuyas were separated, it became aser. Chazur v'nisparsu afil b'mezid chazur leter n'arishon. They were put out again. It goes back to its heter. Now the mechaber went ahead and gave us an example from a case that's already dealing with the halachas of carrying from one person's rishus to another, the halachas of Eruvi Chatzeris that we haven't really learned yet. Why doesn't he give a straightforward case? You had a mechitza around the rishus. The mechitza fell down, and someone went and built it up on Shabbos. The mashmas is that the mechaber is holding that this halacha, that if you once had a mechitza and it fell down and someone did it on Shabbos, that you're allowed to carry it, is not a straightforward halacha that we apply in all cases. What is the mashmos? So the truth is, there are those who want to learn that the mechaber is teaching us a chiddush that even though it was usher in between, their initial eruve chatzeris is in bottle. But the lemaisa, the poskim are machmir, and they say that this halacha that the mechaber says that if you once had a wall then a wall b'mezid is not going to be usur for use is only talking about such a case. You have an area that already was mukaf with mechitzas, and the mechitzas did not fall down. It's only separating from one rishus to the other, so that in the halachas of eruv chatzeris you don't have problem. There chazal were mekel, because the truth of the matter is that, say for example, you had a light on in the room. Then on Shabbos, a Jew goes, shuts the light, and then turns it on again. The halacha is you cannot use that light. What kind of halacha is it that because I once had a mechitza here, so the fact that it was done by iser doesn't make it usur for use? The teretz is this is a special kula, and the poskim hold that kula was only said in an area that was a rishus hayachid and continued to be a rishus hayachid. You had problems with eruv chatzeris where you have to separate between the rishuyas. If that wall came down on Shabbos and someone put it up and mazed it, there chazal were mekel, because you're dealing with a derabbanan, the entire thing is a derabbanan. Whereas when you're dealing with the real walls of a rishus coming down and a Jew b'mezid went ahead and fixed it, you couldn't use it. So say, for example, you find out that the Erev tore on Shabbos, and a Jew takes a ladder, climbs up, and ties it up with a kesher d'oraisa. There'd be no heter to go and carry in that Erev on Shabbos just because at the beginning of Shabbos you had a kosher Erev. The only heter is with regard to the halachas of Eruv v'chatzeris, where you had separate rishuyas and then they became one on Shabbos, and someone b'mezid separated, then again, their chazal were mekel not to aser. Siv dalid, sfina, a boat. Mutter l'taltal b'kula, you're allowed to carry on a boat. Afili yolsmi beis asayim, even though it's more than a beis asayim, we're talking about a nice-sized boat here. The chashiva mukefes l'dira, because it is considered mukefes l'dira, that means the walls of the boat, which is the fact that it's elevated, 10 tfachim, the walls of the boat were made for people to live there. That's called hukaf l'dira. So even though it's more than sasayim, we wouldn't give it a din of a karfif and asur carrying there. Kafa lodur tachteha. What happens if someone takes this enormous boat and has it turned upside down to live inside it? So of course, inside it, he's living in a rishus hayachid. How about on top? What if you now want to stand on top of the boat, which really means the underside of the boat, but it's upside down? Where do you have mechitzis there? The mechitzas of the boat, you want to say, good asik, that once I have a 10 tefach wall, it goes up. Now, are the mechitzas of good asik made ledira? Would someone live on the top of the boat, of an overturned boat? So it says, even on top, it is considered a rishus hayachid and hukaf ledira, even though it's larger than sasayim, that when you say a good asik from mechitzis that were made for dira, they will work all the way up, even though there was no intent of using it for dira there. I mean, a typical example would be a standard rishus hayachid, where you have walls, and we say good asik that the walls go up to heaven. That means if someone would fly over that rishus, he is flying over rishus hayachid, even though it's clear that up there, the good asik was not made for dira. It's still called hukaf ledira. What happens if, say, in the factory, they turn the boat upside down in order to tar it, to waterproof it? So they didn't turn it upside down to live inside it, and certainly they didn't turn it upside down to live on top of it. So the mechitzas of the boat itself were not really made for dira, and certainly not on top of the boat, the gurasik. Therefore, the halacha is, kafal azovsa imatatlin ba ela bedal ramis, it has a din of a karfuf, that was not hukaf ledira, you cannot carry in it more than four ames, imi yosim is a sayim, so long as it's more than sasayim. So